There's a new school in town, and it's not for kids. It's the Cincinnati Center for Adult Music Study. It's up and running with focus on adult learning. President and co-founder Rachel Kramer knows all about the operation, and she was a member of Muse Cincinnati Women's Choir. Is that where this whole project started?
Well, yes and no. I've been an independent music teacher for almost 30 years and taught kids and taught adults. And besides doing all of that, when I got to Cincinnati, I found myself playing for a lot of choirs, Muse being one of them. I'm the associate music director at St. John's Unitarian Church, and I play for the Martin Luther King Coalition Chorale, and I play at Wilmington College and for their community chorus. So I spend a lot of time with adults, both teaching group piano to adults and also accompanying all of these choirs. And so I've always had a keen interest in how to get more adults involved in their own music making, participants. We have lots of spectators, but not a lot of participants. And that's surprising because about 70% of the current population of adults wish they could play something or wish they hadn't quit. And so as I was retiring from Muse, Mary Chaikin, who happens to be a member of Muse, a singing member, and also the president of their board, was talking about making a career shift. And so it seemed the perfect time to collaborate with somebody who's not in music, but rather is an adult enthusiast, and open what's going to be, we hope, one of the most unique opportunities for adults to get involved in their own music making, the Cincinnati Center for Adult Study.
Okay, so let's do some definitions here about what the center is all about. Like, is this for musicians and composers, or for people just wanting to learn about music as opposed to actually playing an instrument?
Yes, yes, and all the above.
Okay.
We divided our offerings into basically six categories. Well, let me back up and just say that one of the barriers to adult studying is that it just takes a lot of time. And so my impression and my observation of adults in all of my dealings with these music groups and everything is that they're very, very interested, but they just don't have a lot of time, whether it's a young professional or whether it's a not tired retiree. So I didn't want ongoing lessons that would be sort of like you just sign up and it never ends. So everything is meant to be short term, and we've divided it into lessons. So we will be offering some guitar, some voice, like we have three voice classes on the docket to launch. One is lullaby singing for new moms. One is a voice class for an aging voice. And one of them is karaoke voice lessons that we hope to have in one of our local establishments in Northside. We have things called play-ins, sing-ins, and ring-ins, which is an opportunity for adults to just try out things. And then we'll have some other opportunities. You mentioned professional musicians. We hope to have chamber music play-ins, which would be for professional musicians who maybe don't have an opportunity to play much anymore, and they would just come together one or two times.
So it sounds like you're opening this up to people of all kinds of experience levels. I mean, as far as folks who have none or people, like you said, professionals to get together.
Right, absolutely. We want it to be a hub of excitement, but the hubs are all over the city, which is sort of different than just having a studio plunked down in one part of the city. We hope to be everywhere. We're offering classes all over the place in all kinds of venues.
So the Cincinnati Center isn't exactly a single place then?
Correct. We hope to be as diverse as our city and offer things everywhere from Below Zero Lounge to churches, to community arts centers, to retirement communities and bookstores. We're in negotiations with several different places right now because we just want to be everywhere.
So who's doing the instructions?
Well, from all of my years here in Cincinnati, 25 plus, I am connected pretty well with a lot of great musicians and great people. And we're calling them facilitators because they facilitate the learning of the people who are engaged in the classes. And so we're hiring professional musicians and musicologists from all over the city, mostly my contacts and then contacts of contacts. You know how that works.
That's a whole set of people. And it sounds like, too, that it's not just the straight courses like you would get in a university situation.
Exactly.
Or college.
Yeah, I've thought of many, many classes, some that may be very popular and some that may not be as popular, but I didn't want to have just regular old, like we have a whole series that we're going to call No Dummies Here, Music for Smart People Who Just Don't Happen to Know About Music Theory and Music History. And I want to have an old-time hymn sing-in and classes about women composers, everybody from Lady Gaga to whoever. So we're just trying to offer a whole array, because what I found is that adults are very, very curious. And when they get, you might say, a notion in their head or some special interest, they just gobble up and just want way more information on that special topic. So we may not have a lot of people who like each one, so we're going to offer many to reach many people, even if it's just a few people, because they have a special interest in that.
Now, when people go to these classes, take these courses, is this just kind of like for the fun of it? Or, I mean, I don't expect any college credit to come out of this, but it's going to be like sitting down and taking a test at the end of it?
No, we'll just ask for an evaluation of how we did. I think the benefit is that it's purely for your enjoyment. There's no pressure. I think a lot of adults, my perception from my teaching is one of the hardest things for me as an instructor or facilitator or teacher of adults is that they get very frustrated very quickly because they're already experts in their own fields and they feel kind of, I'm using air quotes to say they feel stupid that they can't get this quicker. And so this is to be a no pressure. There's no stupid people here. It's just that you don't know about this yet. And so whether it's reading music or finding out more facts about music or having a deeper understanding, we just want people to feel comfortable and to enjoy their music making or their newfound knowledge. And so, you know, dendrites can still connect even when people are professionals in other areas. So we just hope that everybody will find it to be enjoyable and something that they've always wanted to do. And it's a, you don't have to sign up for the rest of your life. So it's easy in, easy out, and they have a great feeling about it.
You did mention a time commitment. One of the things that people don't want to give a lot of time for this. What are we talking here for these courses? How many weeks or hours involved?
Nothing will ever last more than 6 weeks. And most things will be even shorter than that. We leave it up to the facilitator to design what they feel to be an adequate amount of time. So mostly what we've found right now is that classes are going to be 1 hour for maybe 2 to 3 weeks, or maybe 2 hours for 2 weeks.
And how many of these courses do you have so far?
Well, we just launched, so this is maybe called a soft launch. We just wanted to get our toe in and get started. So right now, we're offering 3 classes, which I believe will have happened before this airs. And then we'll have 3 more on the docket. And then we have a couple of more in the hopper. One is the care and feeding of your piano. And another one is going to be called Inside Out. And it's based on how people can make other musical sounds inside the piano. So those two, we have in mind adult piano students who already study with teachers locally. And again, that brings up the collaboration. I mean, this was meant to also be a huge collaborative effort between a lot of the arts groups in Cincinnati, between a lot of the teachers in Cincinnati, and just bringing together the whole world of music and adults.
So you, Rachel Kramer, put this together with co-founder Mary Chaikin. Let me ask, what are your expectations for this? What do you think will happen with the Cincinnati Center for Adult Music Study? What do you expect? What will it take to be successful?
It will take a lot of people going to the website and signing up for our newsletter. And I want it to be, if I had a way of predicting or wishing for something, it would be thousands of people would go through this. I've seen in my experience thousands of children go through a program that I am president of, and I don't see any difference in running thousands of children through a program than running thousands of adults through a program. And so it will be the hub of activity, and there might be a Mozart sing-in for people who just love Mozart over at a church. And at the same time, there's a group of people who are ringing handbells for the first time. And there's a lecture about the new Broadway shows coming up for the Tonys. So people are meeting and going and moving everywhere. You know, I'd love to see it as part of corporate America, you know, retreats. Maybe we go in and do a lecture for on something or a sing-in for them. So I just want to be the go-to people for anything music and adults to get people involved quickly and in a fun and educational way.
So there's a lot of openness, a lot of things very possible with the Cincinnati Center for Adult Music Study. We've been talking with Rachel Kramer, one of the co-founders. Thanks very much for telling us all about it.
Well, thank you for having us here. We would love to have all of you listening be involved, so hope we can help make that happen.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.